This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Neil Armstrong, the first human being to stand on the moon, has died. Armstrong suffered complications from heart bypass surgery earlier this month. He was 82. With one small step, Armstrong fulfilled a national goal to put a man on the moon, set forth by President John F. Kennedy, and ended the space race with the former Soviet Union. In a written statement, President Barack Obama said Neil Armstrong, quote, delivered a moment of human achievement that will never be forgotten. NPR's Allison Keyes has this remembrance of a man described by his family as a reluctant hero.
It was the kind of history that ignites the imagination of humanity. On July 20th, 1969, hundreds of millions of people around the world watched or listened as the lunar module Eagle carried astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin to the surface of the moon. Armstrong got on the radio.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground.
Almost 7 hours later, Armstrong stepped off the ladder in his bulky white spacesuit.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Astronaut Alan Bean became the fourth person to walk on the moon in November of 1969 and says Armstrong hadn't thought a lot about his historic words because he wasn't sure the landing would be successful.
Neil thought, he had about a 90% a chance of getting back alive. That was a guess. But he thought he only had about a 50% chance of actually making a landing. And that's why he says, and I believe him, that he didn't spend a lot of time thinking about what his first words would be.
Bean says a number of astronauts could have done the mission as well as Armstrong, but he's not sure how many could have dealt with the aftermath with such humility. Astronaut Rusty Schweikart piloted the lunar module in March of 1969 and says Armstrong
had a great sense of humor, actually, which not too many people were aware of. But he was really just a very, very modest and gracious person.
Neil Alden Armstrong was born August 5th, 1930, and had been fascinated by flying since his first airplane ride as a six-year-old boy in Ohio. He earned his pilot's license before his driver's license, and by the age of 16, was not only flying airplanes, but was experimenting with the wind tunnel in his basement. He earned a Navy scholarship to Purdue University, but was called to active duty and flew 78 combat missions in Korea. Armstrong became a test pilot for the forerunner of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration and was accepted into the second group of astronauts. He made his first space flight in 1966 and 3 years later took humanity's first steps on the moon. Again, astronaut Schweikart.
Landing on the moon was a dream that, millions of kids have had over, hundreds of years in some sense. And Neil was lucky enough to have been in the right place at the right time.
But Armstrong, a quiet man who valued his privacy, left NASA in 1971 and moved his family back to Ohio, where for a time he was a professor of aerospace engineering at the University of Cincinnati. Roger Launius, the senior curator in space history at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum, says Armstrong wanted to be remembered as a good engineer and a good research pilot.
He could have done anything and gone anywhere, made tons of money, done very high-profile sorts of activities. And what he chose to do was to go to work as a university professor and teach engineering. Can you imagine taking your engineering 101 class from Neil Armstrong?
I am and ever will be a White Sox pocket protector nerdy engineer.
In a 2009 appearance at the National Press Club, Neil Armstrong displayed his sense of humor as he was asked whether he had dreams about being on the moon.
I can honestly say, and it's a great surprise to me, that I have never had a dream about being on the moon. It's a great disappointment to me, even more than to you.
A crater on the moon is named after the former astronaut, and he's a hero to many around the world. But perhaps astronaut Rusty Schweikart says it best.
He was a symbol of what humanity can do when it sets its mind to it.
Neil Armstrong was 82 years old. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.